It's time for You Matter, brought to you by Affinity Health Center. Here's your host, Chris Miller.
Joined this week by Dr. Craig Charles from Affinity Health Center. Dr. Charles, hepatitis C, it's something we hear day in and day out. Some people don't know exactly what it is, but it's a relatively new disease in terms of discovery. Just discovered, I guess, about 30 years ago.
Until 1989, we didn't know what hepatitis C was. We knew that people would get sick with a liver ailment, and we didn't know what it was because the testing for the standard viruses at that time that caused hepatitis, hepatitis A and hepatitis B, were negative. So we'd say, well, you have hepatitis, but we don't know what's causing it. And unfortunately, one of the most common ways people got it back then was through blood transfusions, because people with hepatitis C didn't know they had it. They did the civic thing of donating blood. That blood was used to treat sick people in the hospital. They subsequently would get sick with hepatitis. We didn't know what it was, and they'd get sick and do poorly. In 1989, hepatitis C virus was discovered. In 1991, we figured out how to screen the blood supply adequately to get rid of hepatitis C in blood that was transfused to sick people. So thereafter, what we saw was hepatitis C became most commonly transmitted through unprotected sexual encounters, IV drug use with sharing of needles, or tattoos, where tattoo needles were used from person to person without proper disposal. About 5 years ago, some new revolutionary medications were developed, and we now have the ability to treat and cure hepatitis C in 98% of the people who take the medicine with as little as 2 months of medicine.
You've been listening to You Matter, brought to you by Affinity Health Center on Interstate 107. Join us next Tuesday for another edition, and for past shows, visit WRHI.com. For more information, visit AffinityHealthCenter.org or call 803-909-6363.